This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Weekdays at 1.
Did we get replaced?
I was looking for a PSA. That was obviously the wrong one.
Weekdays at 1.
I heard at the end, too. I was like, wait a minute. That was probably not a good one to play.
Is this all this a mirage?
This half hour brought to you by NIL Game Changers, the ultimate destination for name, image, and likeness opportunities for both athletes and businesses. Visit NILGameChangers.org to start your journey today. And we start our journey in this half hour with the outstanding Missy Matthews. From the Steelers Network, among other ventures she has. First of all, welcome. It's great to have you back.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you. When you look, Missy, at what they had to do, it's interesting because I was talking with some of the Penn State coaches last night, and we were talking about West Virginia, and Zach Frazier's name came up.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking about what a special player he is inside. As a college player, you're around this team. What did it mean that they went tackle? Because the kid from Washington's got a lot going for him. And then went center with a natural center in Frazier at 2.
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody knew they were interested in offensive linemen, and rightfully so. They didn't make any, big splash moves at that position in free agency. So you knew the draft is where they thought they could get the best guys to help them win now, essentially. And I think going offensive line, the last time they did that was Dave DeCastro and Mike Adams. That's 2012.
Yeah.
I think it just says we're going to fix what was broken and what needs to be fixed. They completely overhauled the quarterback room, as you know. And I just think that Zach Frazier was one of those guys. He goes to West Virginia. He's from West Virginia, so he's closely linked to Pittsburgh. But there was a ton of teams that liked him. Obviously, I am kind of surprised where he fell, but for the Steelers, it worked out. They were also surprised where Troy fell as well. Being able to get him at 20, I don't think they ever imagined that if they stayed at 20, he was going to be there. So for them, the draft really broke in a way with all the craziness of the quarterbacks and the defensive guy not going to pick 15. It worked in their favor.
It did. And then they made a pick a little bit later, and this would be a player I'd be extremely familiar with in broadcasting the Penn State games. I've done enough Michigan games in my career.
Yeah.
Jack Hamm and I raved about Roman Wilson every time we went into a game. In fact, he caught 2 touchdowns against Joey, what, 3 years ago here. How important was that pick, considering Pickens is already there and they need supplements to him?
Yeah, I mean, we talk about the quarterback room being revamped, but you could really say the same for the wide receiver. And after George Pickens, I don't want to say they're not huge names because there are some veterans that they added in free agency, but, it wasn't the Brandon Ayuk or the different people that were attached to the Steelers possibly trading for or going after in free agency. And wide receiver is a position that they needed to do. 3A, they had 2 picks in the 3rd round and they were able to get him there. I know, we had a chance to talk to Roman Wilson. He was drafted Friday night to Saturday. He came to the facility and he already has a chip on his shoulder. He's so mad at where he was drafted. He said he's grateful to be in Pittsburgh, but just said, all these guys are going before me. And I'm just sitting here waiting and twiddling my thumbs. So he has that chippy mentality already. Clearly, as you know, the physical way that he plays football and carries himself, I think that's a perfect transition into what the Steelers really need to help get this offense going. And obviously with a new offensive coordinator, it's going to be interesting to see how all the different pieces to the puzzle that they've been putting together all offseason come together and what it looks like.
Yeah. And, of course, the critical parts will be, I think everybody has a feeling Russell Wilson is the one. What kind of bounce back does he have? And I think that the draft of the linemen give him a better shot at it, because with all due respect, Denver's offensive line was not exactly America's most stout.
Right. And, you know, and no offense to the Steelers offensive line last year, and especially at the center position, they weren't helping the quarterbacks. All three of them, really. So it was huge. And I just think, you know, Russell Wilson is doing the right things that you want from a leader of a young offense. Pat Freiermuth, who you guys know, said, hey, come out to San Diego with some of the other guys. Let's just get to know each other. Let's go to dinner. Yeah. Let's run routes. Let's throw. Let's do different things to try to jumpstart that team building. You know, you hear that all the time in the offseason, especially when OTAs roll around. But it's true. And you have a new offensive coordinator. I mean, Arthur Smith took this job, and he thought Kenny Pickett was his quarterback. Right. And then how quickly everything changed. So I think, you know, the past few years on offense, it's been young guys having to step up and be the leaders, whether it was Najee Harris or Kenny Pickett. Isaac Seumalo is a veteran, but he's more of a quiet, follow-by-example leader. So I think bringing in Russell Wilson is huge in terms of just that aspect. On defense, you never had to worry about leadership. You had Cam Hayward, Minkah Fitzpatrick, T.J. Watt. Those guys, like, police themselves. And I think Russell Wilson brings what they were maybe missing in terms of that leadership role and uniting everybody.
I mean, we'll have to see how it actually plays out on the field, Missy. But do you get a sense that there's an Arthur Smith, Russell Wilson fit here? It's only a sense, because we have to see it play out.
Yeah, I mean, you know, just based off of what he wanted to do and what he did do when he was at Tennessee and for the short time he was in Atlanta, I think knowing that you have Najee Harris and Jaylen Warren and the verdict from the top from Art Rooney II has been we need to run the ball better. The past few years he has said the same thing. We did see improvements last year, but they need to take that jump. I mean, look at just what happened with Pat Freiermuth last year. I know he dealt with some injuries, but not really being utilized in the passing game. That's somebody who I think could flourish in this Arthur Smith offense. And I think it will be interesting to see, like you said, you get the sense that it will fit what Russ is going to want to do and what Arthur wants to do. I'm usually not super excited for organized team activities, but I can't wait for that first OTA just to kind of start to get a grasp of what they're trying to accomplish.
They also made another very interesting pick, and that was Peyton Wilson out of NC State, who's battled injuries. So we're going to flip it over to that side of it, because, believe me, I'm a big Logan Lee guy at 6. Out of Iowa, because again, same thing year after year, Iowa's been playing Penn State. But what did you think of the Wilson pick, especially as a day two pick, considering his health history has not been the greatest?
Yeah, you know, it kind of reminded me of the Darnell Washington pick last year, the tight end from Georgia, who they got similar on day two because of medical. It seemed to be that's why he was falling. I just think, you know, meeting Peyton Wilson for a brief 5-10 minutes, his dad was with him, the way he just commanded the room when he came down to do an interview. He just has that it factor, and I don't think it hurts that Bill Cowher is very familiar with NC State, and Peyton Wilson happens to be very close with him. Right. You know, the Steelers said point blank they felt very comfortable with his medical reports and examinations and what the Steelers team doctors and trainers felt as well. And as Peyton kind of said, you know, he's like, I understand that's what the tag is on me, but I have been healthy the past few years, so I'm so excited to see what he can do at that inside linebacker position and just add, especially when you add Patrick Queen in free agency, Cole Holcomb still coming back from injury. Alandon Roberts was just like just incredible last year, the amount of injuries. He was the last man standing. Mm-hmm. He still played through them and just really helped anchor that front side of the defense.
It's interesting in the guys that you bring up, okay? From Washington, played in the national championship game. West Virginia had a winning season. Michigan won the national championship. You know, Iowa's been a winning program. Ryan Watts, the corner, played for Texas. They were in the college football playoff last year. What kind of value, you know, talent's one thing, so you're drafting talent. But what kind of value, Missy, do you put on the fact that the guys come in with from winning programs? And does that mean, you know, because I look at Harris, Fitzpatrick, Watt, Freiermuth, they all came in from winning programs. Pickens, obviously, Georgia. What does that mean to you?
Well, I think for the Steelers, when you just watch how visible Coach Tomlin is at pro days, and he, you know, even said, it seems like we're just recruiting people from Georgia, especially after last year's draft. That's just kind of what it felt like. But he said, you know, the Eagles are doing the same thing. There's a reason why these programs are winning programs. And he likes to sometimes, when he goes to pro days, probably a lot more than often, he wants to know about the next guys coming up. You know, obviously you're going to know who the big names are. You know who everybody's there to see. But kind of maybe getting familiar for the other guys who could be in next year's draft class or even 2 years removed from that. So I do think, you know, there is something to it. And clearly, you know, he has mentioned before with Najee Harris and Minkah Fitzpatrick, you know, they went far away from home to go to college. They were willing to go where it wasn't going to be easy, where they were going to have to cut their teeth and fight for that job. Because let's be honest, at programs like that, everybody's good, right? I mean, you go from high school to college, it's a huge jump and numbers start to fall off, and even more significantly when you go to the pros. So I do think that probably weighs into it, but, you know, the Steelers also like the Mac. It seems like they find, you know, good treasures there as well. So it is interesting how you bring that up, and just at least the past few years, just the same thing that we've been seeing.
For you, in doing this job, what is it about it every day or every game that really drives you?
I think I just like knowing that you cannot predict the outcome.
yes,
you know,
that's right.
You can say there's no way they're going to lose to this team, and then by golly, they lose to that team, or they have no business winning this game. And there you go. I just think you're seeing people who prepare so just religiously and maniacally at an intense level that I don't think the public will ever truly understand what they do to prepare their bodies. And seeing it's come to fruition or vice versa, I just think there's something so intriguing about that, and almost the adrenaline rush of not knowing.
That's what I tell my sports broadcasting class here at Penn State. I said, you start with a blank canvas. I said, don't make any assumptions. Don't make any assumptions at all. What's it been like for you getting to know the personnel and the coaches? You know, you're not going to get a complete, you know, but still you have an opportunity to talk with them more often than not. What's that been like for you?
You know, it's definitely been a big overhaul, clearly, on the offensive side of the ball. I mean, they've even revamped their strength and conditioning staff as well, some people who had been there for a while. But I really like Arthur Smith. I've probably interacted with him the most. You know, when he came in after he had decided to take the job and, you know, all the fancy paperwork and stuff was done, we had a chance to sit down with him. And, you know, he's asking, do you have kids? What sports do they play? He was telling me how he was flying back home because one of his kids had a basketball game and he wanted to help coach it. So he just normalizing. I think sometimes we can put people on pedestals who are in crazy high power jobs or just jobs that you're almost like, wow, that, could you imagine if that was your job, you know, just doing football all day? But he was just very down to earth, and it feels like, you know, they're getting that group together. As we've talked about, you know, the players are changing significantly on the offensive side, but same with the coaching staff. So hopefully you know, as more and more happens with real football, I'm using quotes on that, through the off season, we'll get a better idea of, you know, what makes them tick and what they're like.
All right. What makes Mike Tomlin tick? Done this a long time. He is the senior leader in the NFL right now. To you, what makes him tick?
I'm using a Tomlinism to explain Tomlin, if that makes sense.
Yes,
but he is a football junkie. Yeah. He was talking about how he watches, you know, the crazy football league where no one's even wearing like a helmet at 3 o'clock in the morning when there's no other football on. He wants to know everything about everybody who, whether it's college, pros. And I just think the challenge of never being able to know enough and do enough, I've never seen him in a bad mood. He's always steady Eddie, as the players will tell you, whether it's a win or a loss. There's no overreaction. There's no underreaction. It's very businesslike, but it's just so easy for people to gravitate towards him.
Missy, great job as always. Really appreciate the time and also the fabulous job you do for them.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Missy Matthews joining us. We will continue with more in a moment. This half hour brought to you by NIL Game Changers, the ultimate destination for name, image, and likeness opportunities for both athletes and businesses. Start your journey today. Go to NILGameChangers.org. Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake, a service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
You want a unique way to display your brand. You need a team of seasoned experts to work with. You want to reach customers who buy. You want NIL Game Changers, a versatile consulting agency powered by former student athletes and coaches who work as NIL sports agents. NIL Game Changers will help you build powerful relationships with customers through compelling stories, with student athlete influencers as your leading edge. Finally, we'll equip you with the right media to drive your success home. NILGameChangers.org, building meaningful relationships with your customers.